Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are now going to proceed with the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. And what will transpire this morning is I will call the name of the presenter. When I do, if the presenter will come to the podium and speak to the court about their recommendations regarding the applicant. And if the applicant would stand at their seat when their name is called, and the presenter is at the podium discussing their positive attributes. And if the presenters will identify themselves and tell us where they are from, that would be helpful as well. So we will start with Matthew Stout, presenting on behalf of Anthony Allen Augusta.
Madam Chief Justice, members of the court, may it please the court. My name is Matt Stout. I am admitted to practice law in the state of Ohio. I'm a partner at the Columbus firm of Bricker & Eckler. I'm here to present Anthony Augusta today. Anthony is admitted to practice law in the state of Michigan and is currently a partner at the law firm of Clark Hill. I've known Mr. Augusta since the fall of 1990 when I met him as a freshman at the University of Michigan. Mr. Augusta graduated from the University of Michigan in 1994. He then attended the University of Detroit Law School, graduated from there in 1997. He was admitted to practice law in 1997 in the state of Michigan and joined the firm of Clark Hill in 1998, where he's been ever since. Mr. Augusta and I, as I said, we've known each other for 22 years. He is of the highest moral character and fitness, and I believe that he should be and is capable of practicing law in the state of Ohio. And as a result, I so move that he be admitted to practice law in the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Gene King, on behalf of Gary Adams Benjamin.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court, I'm Eugene King. I'm the director and an attorney at the Ohio Poverty Law Center, and I'm happy to introduce Gary A. Benjamin to the court today. Gary is currently admitted in Michigan. I have known him for about 3 years, primarily in our work, collaborative work on healthcare issues, but I have known of Gary for many years before that in his work with legal services in Michigan and mine with legal services here. Our paths have crossed and our reputations have crossed. I have always found him to be of the highest integrity and the highest quality work. I am on the board of the Universal Healthcare Action Network of Ohio, and he was a staff lawyer on that for UCAN for a number of years, and I saw his work there. He's now with Community Legal Services in Akron, and I've worked with him on issues there. I highly recommend him. He'll be a fine addition, and I would move his admittance to the court. Thank you.
Thank you. Daryl R. Davison, on behalf of Lisa Ann Colody.
Your Honors, may it please the court. I'm here today to recommend the admission of Lisa Ann Colody of Oklahoma to our fine bar. I've become acquainted with Lisa during my practice and her work as a senior title attorney at Chesapeake Energy Corporation in Oklahoma City. Traveled down there and had the pleasure of being in the fine Sooner State, and it's my honor to recommend her for admission today. She's a 2002 graduate of the University of Oklahoma College of Law. She's been practicing in Oklahoma for 10 years, and this will be her second bar admission, and it's just my great honor to recommend her to our fine state bar. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I forgot to introduce partner with the Thompson Hine Columbus office here, and I reside in Lewis Center. Thank you.
Thank you. Jonathan D. Eiten, on behalf of Gregory James Kroc.
Madam Chief Justice, members of the court, my name is Jonathan Eiten. I'm a partner at the law firm of Vorey, Sater, Seymour, and Pease, and I'm here to recommend the admission of Gregory Kroc. Mr. Kroc is a commercial litigator at the Buchanan Ingersoll firm in Pittsburgh, where he has been throughout his practice of over 16 years. He is a graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and of the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. Mr. Kroc is licensed to practice law in the state and federal courts of Pennsylvania and West Virginia, as well as the Third Circuit, Fourth Circuit, Ninth Circuit, U.S. Courts of Appeal, and the Bar of the Supreme Court of the United States. His practice is in energy, financial institution litigation, and trade secrets and non-compete law. I recommend him for admission to the court this morning.
Thank you. Joel Merman, on behalf of Paula Catherine Manis.
Good morning. May it please the court, Chief Justice and other justices. My name is Joel Merman. I am a member of the Bar of the State of Ohio since 1966, and I am here today to introduce Paula Manis and to ask that she be admitted to the Bar of Ohio. I've come to know Ms. Manis through her association with the Loomis Law Firm in Michigan. She focuses her practice on oil and gas law, and I have recently been working with that firm on oil and gas cases and have filed cases on their behalf in our district court. She graduated from the Cooley Law School in 1979. She also does mediation and arbitration work, and while she's modest, I did some Googling, and I see that she has won awards as a mediator. She's in Best Lawyers of America and generally has distinguished herself as a lawyer in the practice. So it is with pleasure that I ask this court to admit her to this bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Joshua Betleon, on behalf of Cragen James Marmont.
Hi, Your Honor. May it please the court. My name is Josh Bettleton. I am a attorney with Soroka & Associates. I met Mr. Cragen Marmont through Roger Soroka. He has practiced criminal law in California since 1997, dealing with cases, misdemeanors, felonies, three strikes, and life cases. He has no history of reprimands or discipline, and he is of the utmost highest integrity. And it's my honor to ask that he be admitted to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anna Mae Blankmeyer, on behalf of Douglas Matthew Oldham.
Good morning, Chief Justice, other members of the court. I'm here today to ask for admission of Douglas Oldham to the Ohio Bar. He has been admitted to the Illinois Bar, that was in 2004, and has worked for the law firm of Barnes and Thornburg since that time. He is a specialist. Shouldn't use the word specialist. He has worked in labor and employment law since that time. He has now since relocated to the Barnes and Thornburg law firm here in Columbus. And I have known Mr. Oldham for a little over 2 years now. Actually, he has married my daughter. So I would ask for his admission to the Ohio Bar, if it please the court.
Thank you. Philip Westerman, on behalf of Paul Martin Predmore.
Good morning. My name is Phil Westerman. I'm a partner with Squire Sanders, resident in the Columbus office. I am here today to recommend the admission of Paul Predmore to the Bar of Ohio. I've had the pleasure to work with Paul on a number of low-income housing tax credit transactions where he was the representative, where he represented the developer. We've worked on over 20 transactions over the past 13 years. I find him to be of fantastic character and integrity, and I highly recommend his admission to the Bar of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara Watson, on behalf of Sylvia Ann Rhodes.
Morning, members of the Supreme Court. My name is Barbara Watson. I have been a member of the Ohio Bar Association since 1980. I am a retired municipal judge from Portage County, and I frequently sit by assignment. I am here to present Sylvia Rhodes for admission to the bar. I first became acquainted with Sylvia when she and her husband, Landon Hancock, and their one-year-old son, Keith, moved into the house across the street from me 5 years ago. And since then, Sylvia and I have been in constant contact. She was originally, she as a graduate of the University of California at Davis Law School and was licensed to practice in California in 1999. From there, she moved to Washington, D.C. and was admitted to practice there in 2001. And her area of practice was international trade. And I highly recommend her to become a member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Justin Letts, on behalf of Nosiba Southern.
May it please the court, my name is Justin Letts, and I'm pleased and honored to present to the court Nosiba Southern, Judge Nosiba Southern. She is a proud graduate of the University of Michigan undergraduate as well as law schools. Thereafter, she clerked for a United States District Court in the Eastern District of Michigan and afterward for a judge on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Following that, she was an assistant United States attorney in the Eastern District of Michigan in the Administrative Division, the Criminal Division, as well as the Civil Division. Following that, she was appointed by the Governor of Michigan to the 36th District Court, where she sat with distinction for a couple of years, recently moved to the Columbus, Ohio area. If I seem to be showing particular pride in her, it's because she is the personification of one of the best decisions I made in my life. She is my wife and the mother of my children, the youngest of which has been seconding motions for admission all morning. So thank you very much.
P. Douglas Barr, on behalf of John Andrew Thomason.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'm Doug Barr. I've been a member of the Ohio Bar since 1983 and of the Kentucky Bar since 1986. I'm here to introduce my partner, John Thomason, to the Ohio Bar. John is a 1998 graduate of the University of Kentucky Law School, and thereafter he joined our law firm and subsequently became a partner. He's been a member of the bar in good standing since then, and he's also a member of the bar in Indiana and Pennsylvania, and I'm very proud to introduce him to the Ohio Bar and move for his admission. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion?
Move the admission of all of the applicants.
Any objections? Right. I will ask the applicants to step forward and arrange yourself along the lower step. The marshals will instruct you. And Justice Lansinger will be administering the oath of office this morning.
If you would raise your right hands, please, and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Nosiba Southern.
Hereby swear.
Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
The laws of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And laws of Ohio.
And laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney.
In my capacity as an attorney.
And officer of the court.
And officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
And show respect toward judges.
And show respect toward judges.
Court staff. Clients. Fellow professionals. And all other persons. I will honestly. Faithfully. And competently. Discharge the duties. Of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the bar in Ohio, and we are very glad to have you. Marshal, will you adjourn court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.